Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program. Toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Just like that, poof, our phones come back up. We are very happy and excited about that, folks. It's one of those things. Sometimes in the radio business, something like that can happen, and yet it just got fixed. We are very, very, very happy about that. And so we are going to go now back to our official phone number for the program this morning. We were using a temporary backup. That's why we have a temporary backup, by the way. But we're heading back to our regular phone number now, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and opine on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we broadcast in the overnight hours all across the United States. Out to our great radio affiliates, we're up on the GCN network. We're also transmitting to our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. Good morning to everybody listening on AM 860, of course. And, of course, we want to hear from you this morning, so go ahead and give us a call, 949-822-7959. Glad we can say that again, see? And then also, if you want to head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message, which we got a great direct message earlier today, which I'm going to mention to Denise here in just a moment, because we're going to be joined again by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But first, again, we're glad that you're there. If you're working in the overnights, if you're driving a big rig, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a job this morning, you're working a shift, or you're just up in the overnight hours and you're listening to us because we are the place for news and politics in the overnight in America, well, we welcome everybody, and we're glad that you are there. Somebody else who we're glad is there is our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I got a great direct message earlier this morning, I believe from Joanne, listening on AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa. And she also mentioned you and how wonderfully informative it is during your segments and everything. So I just think that's great praise, and I wanted to pass that on to you, even right here on the air.
Thank you. Very nice.
It's very nice indeed, isn't it? And we're glad that we're having an impact out there. And so we appreciate that direct message very, very much. Well, Denise, I know that you've got a lot more to talk about. You know, this is ominous stuff. You said something right before we went to the top of the hour break that I think really needs to be repeated here at the top of the show here, and that is they seem to know something, and by they, you're talking about the U.S. government officials, Blinken and the others.
Well, they do, and I'm not saying that they have to let loose everything that they know. There are things that under national security that need to remain in a classified situation here, but if you take a look at really what is being said, and they watch their words carefully, they obviously know more. And I think the one thing that makes me the angriest, however, is we don't see any direct connection between Iran and the attack of the terror attack, the murders by Hamas to the Israelis and the Americans and the other people that were in Israel. I pretty much now decided that the reason that they are being deferential to Iran on this thing is because it tells Iran that we've got sources and methods that we know that you're complicit. And they use the word complicit, but they don't say they were a first-hand party organizer to Hamas in this particular attack on the 7th. So I'm gonna give them a little bit of a bone on that one, although it makes me angry to do that. But I think that's really what is happening here. They don't want to escalate any kind of a huge conflict with Iran, although they believe that there's going to be one anyway, which is the reason that we're, you know, sending all these assets over to the Middle East. I would also argue that some of the other leaders around the world know the same thing. Now, I think China has sent some warships into the region. and for Saudi Arabia to evacuate all of their people on military aircraft out of Lebanon, they know something is going on. You see what I'm saying? If you start putting all these things on the table, it paints an interesting picture.
Right. It adds up. Absolutely. Yeah. And now, of course, when it comes to dealing with Iran, that is definitely going to be more in the U.S. And it's going to be in the U.S. Court, really, to do this kind of thing. Israel, not so much, other than perhaps, I know that they've struck Iran in the past, but they're not going to have a quote-unquote war with Iran.
No, Iran would be on the United States' lap, correct?
Right.
And probably Lebanon would be something that the Israelis would take on.
Well, just would you envision something like this? I mean, obviously, we don't want to get into any kind of protracted conflict if it can be avoided. Would there be, like, lightning strikes, basically, you know, lots of stuff gets taken out, shock and awe, you know, trying to decapitate the Tehran government? You know, would that be the way to go, or would they try to hurt them enough to where they say, okay, back down and we'll stop?
I think the second part of that is probably true. Now, we're showing hard power is what we're doing. But there's a lot of things in the soft power realm, and as I mentioned yesterday when it comes to hybrid warfare, that we can be doing, and I think in some cases may be doing a little bit of. I don't think we're using propaganda enough. I don't think we're using cyber enough. I don't think we're using sanctions. You know, we keep saying we're holding these people accountable. We're holding such and such accountable. We're watching this closely. We're monitoring that, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know what accountable means.
Right.
If you relieve sanctions, that's not holding anybody accountable. Or if you're waiving a sanction, that's not holding anybody accountable.
That's
now,
right.
I'll give you for instance.
I tell you what, hold on right there because we're coming up to the break. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, I do have this idea, folks, for a secret weapon against Iran. Maybe they haven't thought of it yet at the White House Situation Room, but in the interest of national unity and, of course, our own collective defense, I will give them this idea for free and without any reservation and without any restriction, and that is maybe we just export Bidenomics to Tehran. And to other bad actors, North Korea, well, they're doing pretty bad already. I don't know, Bidenomics might make things worse. I'm not sure. But that could be the secret weapon, and Joe Biden could go make a speech. He could do all kinds of stuff like that. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours as we go through hour number three here of the program. Boy, it's flying by this morning. And, of course, our telephone line, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call up, if you have a question or a comment for Denise, for example, you can also go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, and check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. Send me a message. We'll get it here during the broadcast, and we can comment on it. Well, once again, welcome back, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook.
Hey, thank you. Bidenomics is working, and it is working for rogue countries, rogue leaders, particularly Iran.
Well, we got to give them the supercharged version then, so it really crashes.
If you allow oil sales to occur, where Iran is, you know, selling at a discount, mostly I would argue to China. And putting billions and billions and billions into the Iranian treasury, I would say that that's not holding him accountable. In fact, that's where Bidenomics is working.
Yeah, exactly.
The other place, interestingly enough, where it's working is Venezuela. Now, we don't want Nicolas Maduro, for obvious reasons. And Maduro is trying to keep anybody from challenging him in the 2024 general election. But apparently our State Department said to Maduro, hey, we will relieve some of the sanctions if you hold free and fair elections, which I would argue has probably never happened in Venezuela in the last couple of decades.
Yeah, free and what? Yeah.
Yeah, right. But we have Maria Corina Machado, I guess is her name. And I'm not sure I know where she came from, but she actually is a conservative. She's a free market candidate. She's spoken out hard against the Maduro regime. And she actually won the primary in Venezuela. So lifting sanctions. Well, Maduro told his telecommunications company, we want you to shut down this, we want you to shut down that when it comes to these primaries, which is hardly holding free and fair elections. Yeah. Maduro, by the way, is also has a case before the International Criminal Court. Not that that's worth anything anymore, but nonetheless, he is there for crimes against humanity, theft and all these other kinds of things. But they're mostly very, very friendly with Iran. And I only mention Venezuela because it's in our hemisphere, and because Chevron has a sizable oil operation in Venezuela. So there's a lot of push-pull going on here. We're actually lifting some sanctions or waiving some sanctions, in the Biden administration did, in order to put more oil on the market to keep what? The oil prices low or lower, so Biden will look good. And, Maduro has... Actually, he went to Iran, I think, 2 months ago, and said that he has pledged his allegiance to the Palestinian Authority, and that he pledged to give humanitarian aid, and he is following the initiatives of China on all of this. So... how do you hold people accountable when you put this stuff in place and then you go, oh, never mind, it's really just a post-it note, doesn't mean anything.
But by putting all that in place, now, that means that at some point it may just be inevitable, and I hate to say it, and I hope that I'm wrong, but it may be inevitable that there will be a confrontation, a military operation against Iran. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's getting dicey. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and let's not forget, again, going back to Venezuela. Venezuela has also been a safe haven for Hezbollah. That's the scary part too. This is in our hemisphere. So anyway, yeah, a military confrontation. Now, what does that look like? We don't know that yet. But when you see physical assets in theater, that's supposed to be a deterrent. And we keep hearing this don't nonsense. But we also now, as of yesterday, interestingly enough, when you get the Secretary General of the United Nations, who was asked to resign by the leadership of Israel yesterday after Guterres made this disgusting speech.
Yeah, big time.
We know that... In fact, I decided, a lot of people want to get out of the United Nations, and then a lot of other people want to throw the United Nations out of New York. I would say at this point, the word united probably ought to be eliminated. We probably ought to think of some other name, because nations are not united. Nice try. it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act. It's anything but affordable.
That's right.
So let's start by changing some names.
Well, Denise, we do have a caller on the line. I think it's Jack in Riverside. Would you like to go ahead and take a call?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Jack in Riverside, you're on. You're on with Denise Simon. Good morning, Jack.
Oh, am I glad to get through to you because your show isn't coming through on the air now. But
okay.
I sent you the information
okay.
about, from the Daily Beast about the blackmail against the Attorney General of Israel, Mandelblit, who brought the charges against Netanyahu, who's supposed to go on trial in December, and Israel being turned into a mafia nation, and this Netanyahu, a criminal who should have been put in jail, now a mass murderer with blood dripping from his hands, getting us into possibly World War III, and this anti-Semitism stuff. Zionism is not connected to the Jewish religion. Being anti-Zionist is being anti the Communist Party of Israel. And the answer, I mean, I'm the one who came up with this thing of going to Venezuela for oil. And Biden got that back, and now he's taking my idea to help himself get reelected. But he's the devil incarnate, and we're under the Fourth Reich government.
Okay. And he took your idea.
Redeem our America.
And he took your idea.
Bring America back. And I've got the peace plans of moving the Palestinians to Jordan as a Palestinian state, of getting Israel and Iran together as the best of friends over Cyrus the Great, who rescued the Jews from Babylon, celebrating Cyrus the Great's birthday on October 26th in Israel and Iran and in the Palestinian nation of Jordan. And if Israel wants Gaza, you know, don't bomb and kill the people there. Just take it back and make it into the beach resort that you want to make it into.
Okay, like, so I tell you what, let's let Denise get a chance. Okay, so Jack, let's let Denise get a chance to respond to that here real quick because we're going to go to the break here real soon. So Denise, go ahead and respond if you like.
Well, Israel said they don't want Gaza back, and I don't think they do. In fact, you know, after they bombed it as much as they have, there's what's left to really have back. And so they don't want it, and I don't think they should have it either. Now, as far as moving the Palestinians to Jordan, Jordan is full of Palestinians. I think there's 80,000 of them there, and it's part of the lines of Palestine. But you know what? King Abdullah doesn't want them. General al-Sisi of Egypt doesn't want them.
Indeed.
Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. So you have a Jewish state that's been in charge of the Palestinians when the Palestinians don't like the Jews.
Indeed.
How does that work?
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back, folks. More with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the UN Security Council's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East.
Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We continue to race across your radio dial all across the country this morning. It is Wednesday morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Don't forget our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to call in and ask Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com a question or make a comment. And we do have a caller holding on the line, so caller, do hold there for just a moment while we welcome back Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Do you want to go ahead and just go ahead and take the caller here real quick? They've been holding
please.
On. Okay, here we go. So line one, you are on the air, but I think it might be none other than Aaron listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado. Am I right?
Yeah, professor of politics, Denise, you definitely are right. Yeah, just curious about this Speaker of the House and I'm just enjoying the soap opera currently going on at the federal level. I'm just no hurry for them to make a Speaker of the House because in a strange way, in a weird way, they shut the government down. In a weird way, they've already shut the government down in a strange way. So I'm just enjoying the fact that they can't spend money that they can't that the taxpayers of this country just doesn't have. So as far as concerned, there's no hurry for a speaker. Maybe when the deadline to when the deadline comes to November 17th to continue this insanity at the federal level, maybe they'll figure out who the speaker will be. Anyway, Cap and Denise, adios.
A All right. Thank you, Aaron. Listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado. Well, Denise, what do you think about what Aaron was talking about? And also, do you think that, you know, somebody's talking about Kevin McCarthy, but I don't think that would really happen, do you?
No. No. That would blow things wide open. We'd have to call 911 for Matt Gaetz.
he might go into like some kind of state
he'd go into cardiac arrest. I understand the point about spending money, but there's, you know, there are appropriations bills. I think there's still 8 of 10 that are ready to go. And we do need, you know, piece parts of the government absolutely funded. So, you know, I think we could delay the Department of Education. I think in some cases we could delay the EPA. But, you know, some of these others do absolutely need to be funded. And furthermore, we've got this $100 billion request coming out of the White House to fund Ukraine and fund Iran, Israel and fund our southern border, but the peace part in there about funding our southern border isn't funding the border. It is only processing faster and giving places for these people to live and go and whatever. So, so those need to be certainly addressed. Mike Johnson's a pretty good guy, and it seems that the one thing that everybody is curious of is he's going to release the January 6 tapes. That seems to be one of the big, huge sticking points. That's probably why he would not get, or any of the Republicans would not get, a Democrat vote, is because the Democrats don't want the J6 tapes released.
So, now, would these be like the same tapes that Tucker Carlson had access to originally? Yeah.
Yes. So that's one of the huge issues that the Democrats are fighting against for any Republican.
Once again, folks, call-in number is 949-822-7959. And Mark, listening up in Democratic, let me see how we phrase this, the Democratic People's Republic of Connecticut. I love it. Mark, listening up there, sent us a great message. Mark, I appreciate it. I completely agree. And I think you're exactly right. So good to hear from you up there, all the way up in Connecticut this morning. Well, Denise, this is kind of a weird whole situation now. Do we expect, just, you know, look in your crystal ball here, do we expect that there would be some operation happening in the near term, or are we looking at this almost wholly in terms of what the state of affairs is for the hostages, for example?
You know, I'm real torn here with these hostages. I'm real surprised at the release of the other two that were both Israelis, and that we are allowing Qatar to do all the negotiations. It was asked, I think, of the State Department the other day if any money was paid to release these hostages, and our State Department said no. Well, I think that the question wasn't framed quite right. Is it any money from any country?
Oh, yeah.
It may not have been U.S. dollars, but maybe Qatar paid some money. Now, we've got an awful lot of Hamas leadership that live in lavish conditions in Doha, but they also are living lavishly in Turkey. And I would say that these people need to be brought up on criminal charges, crimes against humanity, against the laws of war, and all these other kinds of things by the International Criminal Court. Again, I would, you know, that's supposed to be a modern day Nuremberg thing, but it's a UN operation, so I don't hold much sway in it. But at least it's a gesture. Mm-hmm. The other thing is Interpol. And, you know, I would put some of those names into red notices. Again, it's a gesture. But, you know, we have the power and we're not using it. We're just clearly not using it at all. So, meanwhile, Biden is clearly not making any of these decisions. I think he's in the room and people are talking around him. But it's kind of a gesture that he's even sitting in there to start with, because I don't think he has a concept of, and he's clearly not a strategic thinker. He's not a critical thinker on any of this. So, is it Susan Rice? Is it, Samantha Power? Is it John Kerry? Because John Kerry's been very involved in this. I heard his name finally the other day that somebody said his envoy. What envoy?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be the climate change czar. But I will tell you that he's back in the mix, and he's very anti-Israel.
Well, sure. He's the architect of the Iranian nuclear deal, for one thing.
Correct. So, absolutely correct. And the United States did nothing to keep the Iranian missile defense program from lapsing this past week, and it lapsed. So now everything that Iran has when it comes to missiles, you know, any kind of weaponry, they can now share any place around the world. And this administration did nothing to stop that. So now we have another problem. Then we have this other interesting thing that's happening, is that it was reported by Sky News out of Australia and a couple other places, but I'm a little suspect, that apparently Putin had a heart attack in his home.
Really?
Yes. And I'm a little suspect of that whole thing, but, you know, for the listeners out there, they may be able to, you know, find out more, or put it on a post-it note someplace to kind of watch that one and see what that one's really all about. So,
Well, just out of curiosity, I mean, you know, something, let's just say, for sake of argument, something happens to Putin, that throws everything else into flux. We don't know what Russia will do after that.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you've got Lavrov, and Lavrov was, you know, he certainly marches in full step with Putin.
Mm-hmm. So could be more of the same, basically.
It would be necessarily more of the same, yeah.
Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, go over there and check those things out. Denise, great talking with you again. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks again, Denise Simon. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you, of course. As we are taking care of business, and in just a moment, we'll be talking with the Watchdog on Wall Street. The Watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. Website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, and we'll be taking care of business. But once again, don't forget 949-822-7959 if you've got a question for Chris or for anything else that we're talking about here on the program this morning. Without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
It is. It's a good morning, and I'll tell you, we've got a lot of snow up in the Pacific West, or I should say the northwestern part of the United States this morning, all over Montana. It looks like it's still fall, but we got a lot of snow, so a lot's happening, and maybe I think even up in your neck of the woods a little bit, but certainly if you're in Michigan, you got all kinds of rain, and in Kansas City, I mean, it's just all over the place this morning.
I was supposed to be in the 70s this weekend.
Really? Okay, well, that's good. That's really good, because hopefully a bit at some point it'll change. I know that. But, Chris, good morning. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about today, it looks like Americans are starting to fall behind on their loan payments, this according to Fox Business, at a record pace. Because obviously inflation is, continuing to affect everybody's kitchen table budget.
Well, it's been doing so for some time. And again, you even take a look at even the retail sales numbers, which everybody's applauding. I said retail sales numbers are up because people are paying more for things, not because they're going gangbusters and buying more things. It's just this stuff is more expensive. But again, it's the, you know, we talk about it's the bare necessities of life, the things that are really, you know, hitting people upside the head on a regular basis, and what you have to pay when you go to the grocery store and the gas station and, you know, the stuff that every day we're pulling out our checkbooks and our wallets and our credit cards to pay for. So, you know, that's weighing on the American people. And that's just, you know, my frustration right now with a so-called conservatives Republican Party. Is this, it should be a runaway election, as far as putting, you know, people in positions, but they seem to be finding a way to drop the ball all along the way.
Well, you bring up a really good point, and that is, you know, a lot of times people don't run for office because they don't want a microscope taken to them, for one thing. They see it as a thankless job that really no matter what they do, there's going to be some incredible brouhaha. And so are we just not getting, those who really understand the economics and would be able to be very effective ever even running?
Well, yeah, but that's because of the godforsaken political party system, which needs to be done away with, and our founders understood that. I mean, you gotta weasel your way to the top and you know, kiss enough butts for a period of time within the political party in order to, you know, get their approval so you can run. I mean, I remember, you know, a couple times state of Florida that, you know, I met, even when Marco Rubio wanted to run for senator, they didn't want him to do it. It was tough. Remember, he had to defeat Charlie Crist down there, but Charlie Crist, who's now a Democrat, was the Republican Party's guy. I mean, they don't want to have open free things. He's basically who you know, because again, it's about increasing your Rolodex size for the parties, because it's about raising money, where these people spend most of their day raising money. They don't spend most of their day legislating or doing anything for the country. They raise money for the party. And that's sad. It really is.
And then you have basically the party mentality. You know, there's one way to do things. And as you said, there's sort of the business side of it, the fundraising, but it becomes almost a groupthink, you know, no matter what political party you're ever talking about. And so it's hard to deviate out of that.
As Warren Buffett said something, I remember years ago talking about, we need to create a law that if our deficit ever exceeds 3% of GDP in a year, that every member of Congress has to resign. Because they're not doing their job, in essence. You know, we kind of have like little fail safes here. You know, as great as the Constitution is, you know, I'd add a few things when it came to elections that, you know, quite frankly, that they didn't foresee, 200 plus odd years ago. I would love to do that. You know, being able to get rid of term limits, a myriad of things to, you know, put a stop to the nonsense and the money in politics that we have today. Another idea that was brainstorming around was you're not allowed to give money to any candidate unless you live in that candidate's district, which would prevent money from outside the district and Hollywood and areas influencing elections where, you know, it's not going to even matter. They don't live there. So there's a lot of things that we could do to clean things up. But it's, you know, it's a big money business right now.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And one other quick question here. Well, you know, actually, you know, sort of staying on the political aspect right now, and that is, what do you see happening in terms, because you mentioned about, you know, this, you know, the parties themselves. But what about the independent minded voters out there? Do you think that they're going to flock to RFK Jr.? Do you think that there's a ghost of a chance for something like this? Or, in other words, I guess my question is, will it ever be the time has come where people say, okay, we're going to eschew the party candidates from the traditional parties and go with an independent?
I hope we get to that point in time. I think with the technology today, I think it's possible. I mean, obviously, RFK Jr.'s got the name recognition, but I think that the major media networks, well, the parties have them in their pockets, and they can run as many let's destroy this person's articles and stories that they can. And I think that they've tried to do that with RFK Jr. I've got enormous respect for the guy. I don't agree with everything that, he's put forward, but I do believe that he's got, you know, the nation's best interests behind him. I do. I do like some of the candidates on the Republican side as well. Obviously, you know, the Democrat, but I don't even know what they're going to do when it comes to debates. I mean, they can't let Joe Biden debate. I mean, it's absurd. But, you know, again, we've got to have better choices here and now, and we don't have them. I want more people that have run businesses that have actually accomplished things in their entire lives. And we need to put people in there as well. We've got to get the temperature tuned down with the vitriol and trying to tear people down, and that has to stop. It really does. I mean, when you have polls coming out, and I've discussed this a couple times on my show, saying that people want an alternative to the Constitution, and it's okay to result to violence against people that you disagree with, that we don't have a country anymore. That's the case. There's one thing that was supposed to define us as Americans, and the one thing that the Constitution provided for was the fact that, you know, you're going to protect the minority, and the fact that, you know, despite we might have our disagreements, we can all come together. If that's no longer the case, then what the hell's the point?
Well, right. Yeah, you don't have to agree with everything everybody ever says. And I'm glad that you said that about RFK Jr., because, you know, there is never going to be a time when every single person's in the same lockstep about everything. And it's gotten to the point now where if you're not in lockstep, well, then somehow you're just summarily rejected. And that's not a way to get anything done. Even Ronald Reagan talked about the idea of compromise. People would walk away from the table with something. They have to have something when they come away from the table.
Absolutely. And then if, you know, somebody just disagrees with you on something, you try to tear them down, and they're, you know, you make fun of them and you create funny names for them. And again, it's just, you know, I don't think we, you know, in my opinion, the last thing in the world we need is another 4 years of Donald Trump and the way that he, you know, talks about people and tears people down. If you disagree with him or argue with him, and it's a lot of the times it's nonsensical. And you know what? Destroys his agenda. You know, we could have repealed and replaced Obamacare, which is a disaster. But no, he had to, you know, rip poor John McCain and say that he was some sort of loser because he was in a prisoner of war camp. It's just one example out of many. You know, that's not how you get anything accomplished. You know, when you're dealing with that many people, you have to build consensus. You have to bring people over to your side, and you have to actually have a conversation and talk in a Socratic manner, where you try to win people over to your side. You don't win people over, these people of any sort of intelligence, if the way that you try to win people over is by making fun of others. That, to me, is a low intelligence type of an argument.
Well, it's definitely a lot of unforced errors, that's for sure. When the books are written about the Trump administration, that will be one of the major chapter headings because of those unforced errors. And, it's sometimes very disappointing of what really could have been. I think a lot of people would be in that camp. What could have been?
Well, there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of great. I mean, I remember the 2016 Republican National Platform, and most of those things weren't accomplished. And
right.
You know, there was great things in there, talking about breaking up the big banks and a myriad of other things. This whole drain the swamp notion. We didn't drain the swamp, and this is where I had 3 kids that were at home because of COVID. And it was 15 days to stop the spread, and what did it turn into? It turned over, hey, let's turn the entire government over to Fauci and Burke.
Yep.
And have them run the show, and
well,
waste trillions of dollars on handouts and giveaways.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.